These beats, family, Grand Rising. Hope everybody doing all right on this Monday. Kind of sunny out here in Texas. It was looking nice. I just want to talk about Black history. It's an important month for Black people to represent for their history and their culture. Let's remember that we don't have to celebrate Black history just on one month. Even though they only gave us 1 month, we should be celebrated every day. Appreciate your culture and know where you came from. Know your history. Before slavery, we were great, and we still are. Let's remind ourselves of that. Band together, of course, to fight against this oppression that we're dealing with. But love each other more, hate each other less, and appreciate each other for our flaws and our benefits to our lives. Love yourself. Self-love is important. We have a lot of oppression going on right now, so, you know, just talk to people and make sure that they're doing okay. It's very important. Know what's going on with each other. You don't want to lose anybody. Nobody wants to lose a friend or a family member because they were depressed and they didn't know. It's a horrible feeling, and I've been there. I don't want to go through it again. So I try and keep in contact with people. I try and make sure that they're doing good as best I can. Sometimes they won't say something's wrong, but you know. You know who you love, and you know the people that you care about. You know their ways and what they do and don't do. So make sure you stay alert for depression. And of course, let's educate ourselves with our history. I mean, it's unfortunate that a lot of things that we've done in the past aren't in the history book. But sometimes you gotta do your own research. You know, learn about your body. You have an alkaline body. You know what I'm saying? So I suggest you check out Dr. Layla Africa. He can teach you everything you need to know about, you know, your body and what you need to be eating and how to stay healthy. It's very important. Check out Dr. Sebi. He cures diseases just off of, you know, alkaline diet, eating vegetables and not eating meat. Remind you, we didn't eat meat before we got here. We weren't eating meat in Africa. We were eating vegetables, nuts, fruit, grains, something that was created for us to eat. We're not supposed to eat animals. Animals are melanated. We might as well eat another human. That's literally the logic that we have. That eating animals is something we're supposed to be doing. Your teeth aren't even made from flesh. They're made from vegetables. They're flat. They're not sharp. You're not a lion. You're not a tiger. You're not a jaguar. You're a human. You have flat teeth for a reason. You know what else has flat teeth? Vegetarians. Animals that only eat vegetables. Food. Grains. The same thing you should be eating. So let's try and wake up and get off the gas. You can't give up what we was taught to eat. But remember, when you were slaves, you didn't even get the good meat. You got hog mouths and chicken feet and all this other stuff that the white people didn't want. The Europeans didn't want the bad stuff. So what we do, we cook that stuff up. We call it soul food. Not soul food. It's slave food. We'd eat like that. It's no good. So we get away from that. Another thing is this coronavirus or whatever that's going around. Just make sure you stay away from anybody that has a cold. You know, we ain't had no issues in Texas, but it has reached the United States. So we do need to be more careful, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't really know how to treat that yet. Until they learn that, we need to be on top priority of keeping ourselves clean. You know, getting some disinfectant spray and spraying around the house or whatever if we need to. Bring somebody over that has a cold. Don't be too close to people that are coughing and sneezing and things of that sort. Just to be safe. You don't want to treat people like, you know, they're a walking disease. But the reality of it is we have an epidemic right now going on coming out of China. Now, they're talking on loudspeakers, you know, those loudspeaker things, telling everybody if you ain't got your, you know, face mask on, you get in trouble. So stay away from anything that you feel like may be questionable. Anybody that has a cold or, you know, anything like that. Protect the children, of course, because their immune system's running stronger, of course. But sometimes they get sick easily. And you don't want your babies out here sick, going to the hospital and trying to figure out what's going on. So be careful. At the end of the day, we need to watch out for each other. That's just fact. So let's love each other, stop hating each other, and be careful and be safe. We got police brutality still going on. We got a president and the White House that don't really care too much about us. And if we keep faking the funk, then something's going to happen that we ain't going to like. And I'm tired of seeing people get locked up for no reason. You see the videos, you know what I'm saying? And they treat us like we're nothing. And we are something. We're great. And they know that. They say they're afraid. They should be. Because if we band together, we're forced to be reckoned with. But we acting so crazy out here that we treating ourselves like enemies. We treating our own people like the enemy. We robbing and stealing and killing from our own people. It makes no sense. If we don't wake up, then we're not going to be able to wake up. That's just the truth. So let's stay up. Stay positive. Black power, fists in the air. Let's do it. All love is love. All love is one love. So let's remember that. And be easy and be safe. All right. Y'all be good today.